Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012. I'm here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. We want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there. We're looking forward to a great night tonight. We're going to be talking about some astrology. Is there anything you have to share with all our callers and listeners, Adrian?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to share about the new year that's coming up, the Year of the Dragon, which is on the 23rd of this month. And the Year of the Dragon is actually, from what I see in astrology, it is actually good polarities for relationships. It's also good for career. It's a Chinese year where they used to worship the dragon, the red dragon. So it's actually a very magical time for this month. And I think for a lot, we're also stepping into the new moon on that day, so that's going to be actually very powerful polarities according to the astrology calendar. So I'm real excited about that day, and I think everyone should set out their intentions for the new year and welcome the 2012 New Year resolution. What do you have to say about that, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share that we know that the planets, you know, play a big part. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, a lot of what people are experiencing right now, you know, have to do with the planets, you know, and a lot of it could be with our, you know, the shifting of the, you know, the Earth, you know. On its axis, you know, I'm sure that plays a big part in, you know, what's beginning to happen to a lot of people. Have you noticed that a lot of people, you know, it's been, you know, not, it's almost like we're in a retrograde, you know, people, you know, lack of communication has been, you know, not so good. And what do you feel about that, Agent?
Well, Roy, before we say anything else, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to call back in and be the host of the show. It looks like I'm going to be leaving here. So if you can call back in, and I'll call back in, and we'll get that going.
Okay. I'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Okay. We'll be right back with you.
Hello, and I want to welcome everybody back. We had to make some quick changes on the air, and we'll just wait for Adrian to come back on the air. And in the meantime, again, we just wanted to talk about a lot of, you know, what's been going on around, you know, in 2012, especially. A lot of people are starting to feel different energies, and there's a lot of things, you know, people are starting to see more ETs, sightings, UFO sightings. So, you know, things are starting to move sort of slowly, but people are starting to notice things. It looks like we're getting some callers lined up. Let's go ahead and get started with our callers tonight. Let's go ahead with the caller from the 716 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
716.
Yes.
And what's your name, please? Hello. And where
yes.
You're from?
New York.
And we just want to welcome you onto our show tonight. Adrian will be calling in to join in with us. Do you have any questions or anything you'd like to speak of tonight?
I'm just trying to find out where my relationship is headed.
And in this relationship, have you been in this relationship for a while?
I've known him for like a year and a half, going on 2 years. And I just talked to him today. His name is Sean. And I'm just trying to find out if it's going to move forward or not.
And do you spend much time together?
We haven't. That's what I'm trying to find out, if we're going to start spending time together or not.
So mainly, we just mainly talk to one another.
Yeah, we used to spend time, and then it, I don't know what happened, and then, I don't know, I talked to him today, so I'm, like, wondering if it's going to move forward where we can spend time together.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and see what's going on. Is he working right now? I mean, are you both working?
He's working, yeah.
And you're out of work right now?
Yeah, I just do hair and stuff on the side because I was in a car accident.
Oh, okay. And what have you been feeling? I mean, I pulled the car off Five of Diamonds, and it's saying that you've been feeling some disappointment about your relationship. Does this have anything to do with your finances?
About my relationship with him?
Yeah.
He just, I don't know what direction he wants to go in. Like, I haven't heard from him, and then I just heard from him today. And I was just wondering if we were going to spend time together, if it was going to move forward.
On this second card that I pulled, it says that there's been some obstacles with your plans. And what were your plans?
I just thought that, you know, we were going to move forward and keep everything together, but I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right now, my guides are telling me that you just have to have a little more trust in him, you know, that things will, you know, get better. The main thing is it's been sort of difficult for you because of what, you know, you've experienced in the past. Yeah, in your past relationship, were you having some disappointments in that relationship?
Yeah, all my life was disappointments.
And what exactly are you looking for in a relationship?
Love, commitment, honesty, you know, something that's going to last.
The main thing is my guides are telling me that it's, you have to let go of, you know, whatever you're holding on to, you know, in these past relationships and allow, you know, the universe to provide you with that special relationship that you, you know, are desiring to have, you know, in the future.
Okay.
Have you forgiven these people who, you know, you've had these past relationships with and was disappointed with?
Yeah, I let it, did a lot of healing and I've let a lot of things go.
Yeah. Hey, one of the biggest things that we're, biggest challenges that we're having during 2012 is that we all need to learn to let go of that karmic wheel, and that is part of the, you know, old world in order for us to ascend into the new world. Have you ever heard this before?
Yeah, I've heard about transformation and, you know, changes like that.
Okay, and in order to, you know, so that we're not part of this old world and, you know, release ourselves from that karmic wheel, then we have to rip up the contracts that we've had with these other people. And the way we do that is you don't have to actually talk to them. You just go into meditation and just, you know, visualize or, you know, say their names and say that, you know, that you, you know, have forgiven, you know, whatever hurt they might have, you know, put upon you, that, you know, you forgive them for that and rip up that contract that you've had with them in the past.
Right.
And, you know, each one of us have to do that, you know, for these people that, you know, have disappointed us or hurt us in our lives and not bring that forward. Because once we do, then we're going to continue to keep repeating that into, you know, future relationships.
Oh, yeah, I understand what you mean.
Okay. And main thing is, you know, you have to learn, you know, to be more trust, you know, not only in others, but trusting in yourself.
Okay.
Is this something that would, you know, bring you a lot more peace and joy?
Okay.
And this, you know, this is a message, you know, from my guides, and all you have to do, you know, we are the co-creators, so we create the realities that we want in our lives and relationships and the kind of jobs and, you know, whether it be in a business, you know, or drawing in people into our business, you know, we have to see it, we project it, we expect it, and we collect it.
Do you see any messages, you know,
into our lives
from, like, what he wants at all, or does he want this relationship, or?
Let me pull another card on that. Just one minute. Adrian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and what about David?
What
Can you give us the number?
Yeah, the call-in number is 646-721.
Okay, hold on.
720.
Hold on a minute. He's gonna put down. Okay, what is it?
646-721-9720.
Okay. And are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
Okay. All right, we're gonna have a guest call in, and his name's David. If he chooses to call in, and do we have any callers right now, Roy?
Yeah, we have a caller, and we're just talking about a relationship that she's going through. She wants to know more about if this relationship's going to continue.
Okay.
Are you still there
on the internet?
What?
Okay. I just invited Adrian on the air with us tonight, and he's going to help, you know, with the readings.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And what's your name?
That last question that you had? Say that again.
My last question?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to see what his intentions were, if he wanted the relationship also to move forward.
And what's his name? What's his first name?
His first name is Sean.
John. Nathan, are you picking up anything from Sean about this relationship as to where it's going?
And Sean. And how long have you been with Sean?
I've known him for 2 years. We've had a special bond for a long time, and then we've sort of had a break for a while. And
mm-hmm. Okay. And is Sean like your twin flame?
Yeah, he's got that bond.
Uh-huh. I feel like Sean has taken some space from you for a while to think about some things. But I still feel like a connection with you too. When did you and Sean first consolidate? I mean, when you guys got together, like when you first met?
May of 2000.
Or was it just recently?
I met him in May of 2011.
Okay. That was a good month for you. I would say that to give him some space, which is what he's kind of wanting right now, he's kind of bolting, so I'm going to kind of say, you know, kind of give him some space and see where it goes and kind of go with the flow thing, you know?
So he doesn't want a relationship right now, or he's just, will he come back around, or?
He wants a relationship. I feel that with him strongly, but it's like right now he's kind of stuck in a limbo where he's kind of indecisive about some things.
Okay.
You know, and but next, I was talking to my dad about the year of the dragon, or the month of the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be really good for you. Like, you're going to feel, you know, you're going to feel like a peace of mind on that day.
Okay.
Adrian,
I put out the intention, you know.
Adrian,
put out the intention of what you want.
Adrian, what's David's what's his area code number?
801.
Oh, okay, because I don't see him on there yet.
He's listening right here on my phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're going to need to move on to the next caller now. We have some other callers lining up.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Yeah. You are welcome. Let's go ahead with the next caller from the 818 area. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Desiree calling from L.A. How are you?
Good, and do you have a question for me and Adrian and David tonight?
I do. It's real quick. I just met someone, and I was wondering if you could pick up on his energy because it's coming in very strong about how he is supposedly feeling about me, wants to spend all this time with me. And he seems to be wanting this relationship to happen very quickly, and I was wondering what the heck's going on and why is he coming on so, so strong?
Adrian, are you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. She wants to know about this person that, you know, she could feel the energy and he's, you know, coming on pretty strong. She wants to know what's going on with that.
What's his name?
His name is Peter.
Peter. Yeah, there's something strange going on with Peter. It feels like, has Peter, he hasn't always been spiritual, has he?
I really don't know.
He's just at the end of the spiritual.
Okay.
But you're feeling a link. You're feeling a strong link with him.
I'm feeling more so like he would be someone that I knew when I was like maybe in, maybe 7th or 8th grade. Someone that you feel that kind of familiarity, and he feels that he's picking that up. He feels like I'm bringing him back to that, you know, kind of adolescent era.
Right. He's kind of just starting out in a relationship. That's what I'm feeling. He's getting a feel for it.
Okay.
I feel like he wants a relationship. It's just that he feels very distant from you for some reason.
How much time is there in between the two of you? I mean, have you met before? Or when's the last time you ever knew about him? Or is it the first time?
Well, no, we had a meeting a month ago. That's the first time I met him. And he just said that he would like to see me this week. And he's just saying, you know, that that's what he would like to do. He's never been married and he's never had children. So I don't know if he's wanting to now settle down or not.
I'm getting that he's going through a transformation.
Wow, okay.
And by that is he's getting away from his old self, you know, the way that he used to do things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I'm getting he was mixed up with some shady people.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting too. I'm getting like he's pulling out of something that he got himself into or something.
Yeah.
That's what I was picking up.
And somehow when he met you, you sort of gave him a you know, like a new beginning, you know, almost like he wanted to change, you know, all that, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's nice to know, because of the fact that I was just very concerned about how strongly his affections have come on to me, and it's like, I just met you for the first time. What's going on here? It doesn't sound to me like, you know, it takes a while to get to know someone before they start profusely stating their, you know, feelings towards you. It just sounds so like, where, what planet is he on and what planet am I on?
And I'm getting also that somehow, I mean, what does your family feel about this? Have you talked to anybody about this, you know, in meeting him?
Well, my family's just, you know, they just talked to, you know, one family member, and it was just like, you know, just be careful type thing.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, we have the same kind of values and everything because of the neighborhood that we were brought up in and everything. So it's not like we are totally distant from that. But it was just, it's been kind of I was trying to figure it out. I was just really wondering, what the heck is all of this about? And I thought, you know, maybe you could pick up on his energy and pull a card to see where it was going, or, you know, is this a long-term thing? Is this just some infatuation on his part to see what, you know, what I'm about, or really, you know, really what the heck is this all about?
Nathan, what are you getting?
You're asking, what is your connection with this person?
Is it like a past life connection? Is it a lesson learning karma connection? Is it a new beginning connection? I mean, very strange.
Just 1 minute. I want to hurry and thank all our callers and listeners for joining us tonight, and they're welcome to join us again tomorrow night, but we're going to continue on with this discussion even after we get off the air. So go ahead and answer that, Agent.
It feels karmic to me. It came to me really strong. It feels like you do have some karmic debt to this person, and that your debt it to him is to pull him away from the shadow side.
Okay.
And I feel like he's returning more to the light as we go into our ascension. You know, in 2012, I feel that this is a great year for him to start to awaken from, you know, waking up from things. That's one of the reasons why he had to meet these people, was to awaken, because, you know, you have to go through the dark to go into the light. So at the end of the tunnel, there's always a light. So I feel like, you know, that's his ascension, that his, you know, his awakening is, you know, you're that light at the end of the tunnel. So I just kind of hang in there and don't get discouraged, and just try to hang in there as much as you can until your contract's finished. And when he's ready to, you know, to push back from that, then, you know, it's time for you to move on. If it does continue, then you know that you guys are twin flames and you will be together for a while. Most twin flames, they don't stay together because, well, one of the reasons is because there's a wall that you have to get past, and that wall has to do with balancing. And balancing can be very difficult for a lot of people who are not spiritual or haven't awakened yet. So it's going to be very difficult on his energy, on his part. That's what I'm sensing.
Oh, okay, got it. All right, because I
know. And on your part, it's going to be very difficult to try to get him to go in more into your light, because he's going to repel it every time you try to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense, because I
so
just can't.
He's going to go back into his old ways again, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And
well,
I'm going to
be really hard on your part, on your contract, you know? But that's your debt you owe to him, you know?
But my guides are telling me that you're the one who has the strength in this relationship. At any
yeah, you're the strong
in a twin flame relationship, there's a strong one, and you're the strong one that's going to help him to, you know, pull him into the light.
Okay. All right, because
okay.
I'm really, because I've just been really waiting for my soulmate to come through, who's on the same level with me, and I really don't have time to be babysitting.
I understand that, but that, you know, that's
is,
your karmic debt.
You know, what you feel, you know, whatever going to bring you, you know, the happiness that you want in your life.
See, he did the same thing for you in a past life, so now you're returning the favor.
Okay.
And if you don't keep your end of the bargain, you have to make another sacrifice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is going to be really difficult for you, because sacrifice is not easy for you.
Right, exactly. Okay.
So it's going to be, it'll be a difficult path. But don't create any more tasks for yourself. Just take it easy and just go with the flow with things. Try to adjust to it as much as you can. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
My guys are telling me that your mind's been sort of scattered. So you need to focus more, you know, on where you want to go, you know, with the relationship, and to allow the universe to provide you with the perfect relationship that you do want, you know.
Mhm. Right. Exactly. Mhm.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and go with our next caller now. We want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you. And I'll just keep on listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead with the caller from the 813 area. You're on the air.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
2012.
Happy 2012.
Thank you, thank you. My question for tonight basically is 2011 really wasn't like a good year for me, and this is now 2012. Yeah, I had, actually there was a guy that I was talking to, and he passed suddenly, so it was like kind of like trying to regroup for the rest of the year. So now that this is a new year, I don't really know what's in store, probably for my love life or, you know, any financial changes or anything like that.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to see probably what's in store for my new year. Anything good on the horizon?
Well, the first thing that came to me was my guys are telling me that this year is going to be a really good year for you.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to start opening up some barriers that you haven't opened up yet.
Okay.
Some challenges that you want to accomplish.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, like I was saying, you know, that lady that sacrificed is not always easy. But it's opening up. I feel like it's the barriers are.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of suppressed memories.
Okay.
And, but I think we're coming in.
Okay.
So
a one-year guidance, so I want you to really focus on your career. And one of your career, one of the things that you're saying that you really like is you like music.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a singer?
No, I wish I was.
Okay, because I see you go into singing.
Okay.
And I feel like there's a lot of music around you that you need to work, focus on your career and your music.
Okay.
I actually see you meeting somebody. I don't know if you already know somebody, but I actually see you meeting somebody. Looks like a black man.
Okay. Will he probably be older than me? Younger? Because I'm 39. So I'm trying to tend to get shy away from the younger ones.
Yeah, they're older than you. So.
Okay.
Maybe like in his mid, like, 40s, 50s, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, I think you're going to really enjoy this guy because this guy is like, he can teach you a lot about music.
Okay.
In your past relationships, did you sort of just jump into these relationships?
No, I mean I'm the opposite. I take my time. I don't like rushing into things. But it seems like I'm always the one who's the giver and the helper.
Okay.
And so, I'm always getting slapped in the face, basically.
So my guys are telling me that you have to be a little bit more, careful. You know, it's almost like, you know, look before you leap.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the main thing is to, you know, decide on the, you know, kind of person that you want, you know, what, how you want them to treat you, you know, what you want them to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
in your relationship, you know, just be specific, you know, and the universe will provide that for you.
Okay.
Main thing is, how's your health right now?
Well, I'm still home, and I'm the only child, so everything, I mean, last year me and my parents were kind of having, like, bumping heads, but this year so far everything has been good.
Yeah.
So that's
the thing.
The main thing
is, my guides are saying that, you know, to focus more on your health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to allow, you know, whatever is going on, you know, eat the right foods, you know, get plenty of exercise, keep your mind free of, you know, any undue stress, you know, that you don't want. And then you'll find that, you know, things will start turning in a better direction for you. You'll be able to overcome, you know, whatever challenges that are coming your way.
Well, I would definitely make sure that's on the top of the list.
Yeah. Now, what kind of talents do you have?
I'm more of a people person. I like help people planning. Like my girlfriend, as a matter of fact, she had a baby shower today, and I kind of like, you know, stepped in and helped her with that.
So you would work good with kids then?
Yeah, and I actually, when I was younger, I used to work with kids, basically in Head Start, like a teacher's assistant.
Yeah. So, what kind of work are you doing now?
Customer service, banking, because I actually had got laid off from a bank. I had worked for 16 years, and I was looking to get into another field. But it seemed like every field that I wanted to go into, either it was either I was overqualified or underqualified, and then I end up, another bank end up hiring me.
Because my guides are saying that you need to, you know, work more with kids, you know, whether it be some kind of help, you know, for kids or some kind of assistance or something like that. You know, that would be a better field for you.
Okay.
Right now, with our economy being the way it is, the banking field is not the place to be.
Yes, it is not. But it was so hard even for me to find a job because I was off on work for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I had jobs, but they wasn't, like, near close to me. It was always at a distance. So it was like I had to really take a cut.
Yeah.
But then they were kind of stressful, too, so.
Yeah.
You were kind of happy about it, though.
Yeah, because, I mean, where I am now, I have no stress. I mean, I get bonuses. So it's like now I'm kind of, like, at peace. But I'm just trying to move up in the company.
Because if you would have stuck with it, your health would have went downhill really fast.
Hmm. Well, I'm definitely going to keep all this good information because it was well needed.
I would say I need some health foods too, like stick with healthy foods.
Well, I've had a cold for the week, but me and my mom said since it's a new year, we're going to, you know, eat more healthy, you know, exercise. So I told her I found, like, a little exercise regimen because I want to do cycling. So I'm going to get into that.
That would be good for you, I think grounding food would be good for you, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a new year. Make it better than last year.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and go with our next caller and see if we have time for them. Again, we want to thank you, and we hope we were able to help you with this information.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Happy 2012 to you.
You too. You too both. Thank you.
Happy New Year's.
Let's go ahead with the caller from the 805 area. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Sarah from L.A.
You have a quick question for us. If you lose us, it's because we're off the recording time, right? And that, you know, we'll just run out of time. But go ahead and ask your question.
All right. So I've been with this guy, Jason, for a while, and I don't know, like, what you guys are picking up on this. Like, I feel like he's my soulmate. Like, for real, I had, like, an intense trip with my ex-boyfriend. And when I was with my ex-boyfriend, Robert, at the time, I was telling him,